Peace out. Peace out. Peace out. Peace out. Peace out. And peace within. Peace out. Peace out. Peace out. And peace within.
Hello again. I'm Chanel. This is Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. And maybe it's even a space where you feel safe. This season, we're inviting listeners to tell us all about their safe space. Where, with whom, or with what they feel safest, or happiest, or calmest. Like what family is for Kira.
Family makes me happy because everything they do for me is so fun, and Alyssa is my favorite in the family.
Thank you, Kira. Your family sounds like they love you so much, especially your sister, Alyssa. So how are you? I really want to know. How are you feeling right now? Let's take a moment to pause and reflect. A pause is a short stop, and we might not have a mirror in front of us to show us our reflection, but we can reflect without a mirror. We can use our mind to look into ourselves to notice how we're doing. Maybe we should try it together now as an example. Close your eyes. And take this next moment to notice how you're feeling right now. How your body is feeling. How your heart and mind are feeling. It could be happy, bored, kinda sad, upset, or maybe it's a combination of a couple of feelings. Or maybe it's a feeling we don't have a word for right now. That can be extra frustrating, because then we don't know how to explain to someone how we're feeling in words. When that happens, as you're learning more about your emotions, you can try drawing a picture, or maybe describing what color you feel like, bluish or a little red. Or maybe you can pick out an emoji that looks the closest to how you feel. There are many ways to share how you feel with someone who is asking. Just keep trying with different words or different ways and with different people that you trust. And ask for help if you need it too. And sometimes we might not want to talk about our feelings just then, but might need a hug. So it's okay to ask for that too. But now, however it is we feel at this moment, we've noticed it. And now, let's just blow that feeling into a balloon. Take a deep breath in now and keep breathing in. 1, 2, 3. And pretend to blow up a balloon as you breathe out through your mouth now. Keep blowing up the balloon. It's getting bigger and bigger. Now let's pretend to pinch the end of the balloon right by your mouth and hold the balloon up above your head and let it go. It's floating away now. And we're not going to pay too much attention that what we breathe is not the kind of gas that makes things float. And watch the balloon get smaller and smaller as it floats away. Let's begin. Last time, we visited Pluto, a dwarf planet. This time, we're going to talk about three states of matter, or the three of the main forms that everything on Earth takes. There are actually five, but we will just talk about three here today. But we included a link that explains all five in the episode description that you can check out afterwards. I bet most of you can name all three states. Just keep that to yourself for now as we do the calm down countdown. Wherever you are, sitting or lying down, make yourself comfortable without disturbing anyone else around you. Close your eyes. Make any adjustments you need to make sure you're super comfy. If you're lying down, shift your shoulders and hips down. Relax your arms and legs. Ready? We're staying on Earth today, so we'll do our regular calm down countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Earlier, I asked if you knew the three states of matter. What are they? Yes, solid, liquid, gas. The air we blew into our pretend balloon is gas. If you're not lying down on the ground, do that now. Gases are usually invisible, light, they don't have a shape, they just fill up the container or room that they're in and take on that shape. The air that we are breathing in and out is a gas. Let's pretend we're a gas. Feel your body getting lighter and lighter. Wiggle your toes and then your fingers. Maybe feel your hands, arms, and legs starting to lift a little off the ground. Let them float up and bring them down. Okay, let's pretend our airy bodies are now in a bowl. Bring your knees up to your chest and give them a hug. Now rock back and forth, giving your back a little massage, and imagine that you're filling up that bowl. We're a gas, remember? So we fill up and take on the shape of whatever container we're in. Now, imagine we're in a teeny tiny teacup now. Roll onto one side and then sit on your knees. Fold the top part of your body forward and then make yourself as small as you can so that you are sitting in a tiny, tiny teacup. And now sit up again. So now let's be solid. A solid doesn't move around like a gas. It stays in place and keeps the shape. Our body is a solid, although we have liquid inside of us. Let's do a pose, something only a solid can hold. Get up so that you are on your hands and knees. Now step back with both feet so that you are in a push-up position. Your hands are right under your shoulders and holding up your body. Your legs are straight out behind you. Your toes are tucked in to help hold you up. Perfect. You can bring your knees back down on the ground and sit up again in a comfortable position. Solids can stay in one place, like we are doing now. We're not flowing like water, we keep our shape. Let's rest here just for a moment. Take a deep breath in through your nose. 1, 2, 3, and out through your nose. Take a deep breath in through your nose. 1, 2, 3, and out through your nose. 3, 2, 1. Breathe in and out. In and out. The last state of matter we're talking about today is liquid. Liquids are like water, honey, cashew milk, my favorite milk. They flow and take the shape of the container they're in, but they still take up the same amount of space, or volume. Lie down on the ground or on your bed now if you're at home. Get yourself really, really comfy. Shift your shoulders down if that feels better. Adjust your hips. Wiggle your arms and legs, and then let them rest wherever they land. Relax your forehead. Unstick your tongue from the roof of your mouth. Relax your mouth. Take a deep breath in and out here. Keep everything loose and keep breathing. Pretend you're lying down on a big inflatable raft out on the big blue ocean. In your head, picture the color of your raft. Feel it gently sway back and forth. Sway your body slightly too. Back and forth. Back and forth. Feel the waves gently rolling under you. The ocean's waves are always moving, circulating around the world, on and on. And we're part of that now. Keep rocking your body gently from side to side. And if you'd like, add your head too. Listen to the water flowing and feel yourself flowing along with it. Deep breath in and let it out. In and out. In and out. Like the ocean, back and forth, back and forth. Energy in life is going on, and your own energy is moving onwards and upwards too. You're a part of this earth. I'm part of this earth. We all are. Let's remember that once the story ends and we go back to our days, or tomorrow if you're about to head off to sleep. Remember that we're all part of the same thing. So let's be kind to ourselves and kind to each other. Take care of each other. Thank you for listening. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out is written and narrated by Chanel Sang and produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM. Bedtime FM creates podcasts for kids. Check out our other podcast called Storytime on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more info on both shows, go to our website, bedtime.fm. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.